cookie. Cookie's a rescue dog. She's two, and she has, unfortunately, gastro at the moment.
Anne and Jim are accustomed to meeting new dogs.
She's a loving, loving dog.
And packing up. They've lived in 22 homes in the last 19 months. Most of their stuff lives in a shipping container in country Victoria. They basically live out of a few suitcases.
We carry all our basic foodstuffs. And of course people are very generous. No, use ours. But you like to be a little bit independent. In fact, a lot independent.
So you bring your own tea and coffee,
sugar. Also, this is all ours, the front stuff. We've got oil and salt and pepper and honey and breakfast food and biscuits and vegetables and basic cooking stuff.
I'm James Thomas Bell and I'm 74.
And Elizabeth Benson Bell and I'm 72.
So how does a retired dairy farmer and a country school teacher librarian end up homeless?
Actually, we'd put our house on the market and we're going to move a bit closer to our daughters. And dear friends, old friends, had just done a couple of house sits to see if they liked it. And they just said, you've got to try this, it's wonderful. And they're still doing it. We absolutely love it. So happy.
It was quite funny at the start. And like when we were deciding to do it, you know, it was hard to sort of think that you could just walk into someone else's home and live there. But after we got our first job in Bendigo and after probably about a week or so into the job, we felt this is terrific, so we'll just do it as long as we feel that we enjoy it. And it's a really great opportunity to see what's around, you know, because when you get to somewhere and you're there for 4 weeks or 8 weeks, you, especially when the first time we went to Shepherd, and I think we've seen every town between Shepherd and Bendigo and Echuca, you know, we're out every day travelling around. So.
Do you ever miss the farm life?
I think we've made up our minds. Our two daughters were both in Melbourne. One was nursing and the other was working in an office, and around where I lived, everyone sort of died on the farm. They spent their whole life and decided, well, we're a bit different and do something else. And the bookshop was planned. It's something that came up. We just thought we'd give it a go. And that was really good too. We learned a lot through by doing that.
Has it been a big identity shift for you both, moving away from the farm? I know it was a long time ago. You had a retail business for almost 20 years, but was it a big identity shift moving away?
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly around where we live, we were probably one of the first to do it and broke the mould a little bit, I guess, by doing that. But no, it never really crosses my mind, even though I absolutely loved doing what I was doing. I loved the cattle, I especially loved horses. We had horses all our life. And even now, you know, going around, I certainly take a lot of interest in the farms around, you know, and have a good look at what's in the paddock and whatever. And still go, like when we're in Shepherd and at Alexandra, I still go to cattle sales. You know, I always get the local paper and check out.
Just for a sticky beak?
Yeah, I've had the weekly times every week as long as I can just about remember. So I still read the weekly times cover to cover and keep an eye on sales and prices and everything like that. So when I'm in an area like, as I said, Shepparton or Alexandra, I always find, check out what sales are coming up. And
sorry, that's all right.
She's getting a lot better.
Yeah.
Cookie, come on, darling.
And this was less of a financial decision. You both didn't do this out of necessity, right? It was a lifestyle choice.
Yes, because we were looking. Well, actually, one of our daughters rang and said, my husband and I are off indefinitely. We need house sitters. So we started actually house sitting for them. That's how it started. So we did that for 3.5 years until they sold the house because they found somewhere they preferred to live in another state. And that's when our friend said, why don't you do this instead of buying a house? So that's what we did. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Do you think you'll ever buy a home again?
I don't know.
It's hard to know, you know. Like at our age, you don't know what's around the corner. You know, like we're booked out for nearly 12 months ahead, so maybe we're getting a bit overconfident, you know. But we'll just wait up as it comes along and, you know, we don't know. You know, it certainly wouldn't be a big home or anything if it was, you know, maybe a unit or something like that. And it certainly changes your ideas about where you want to probably live or settle down. We've seen some great areas, and our daughters, one lives in Western Australia and one back near Turang. The grandchildren are growing up and making their own lives, so it probably becomes a lot easier if we decide to go somewhere else to live, you know.
So you're booked out for the next 12 months?
Just about. We've got a couple of months to fill in New South Wales, July, August. Then we're back here in Victoria, and we're booked then until the end of October.
Average would be about 4 weeks, I reckon. We've done a couple of 8 weeks, but 4 weeks is good. I think after 4 weeks, you know, you're starting to get itchy feet, starting to think, oh, looking forward to the next one, you know. 8 weeks is a fair while, and you probably get a bit too settled in probably, but 4 weeks is good. You just see it long enough to have a good look around.
And what are your general responsibilities?
First of all, the animals. Everybody wants to know that you're going to look after their pets really well. They call them their fur babies, a lot of the people. And, of course, looking after the house and sometimes the garden. And I love gardening, so that's not a problem.
Just to set the context, how many pots are there to look after in this house?
Over 100. I'd say at the moment probably 115. This is our third city, and they grow each time. The number grows each time.
And how many dogs do they have here?
Three. A big two-year-old Labrador cross and two little furry babies.
Poodles, I think they are. Whatever.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Water all these plants, according, of course, to when they need it. Sometimes I will repot, depending on who the person is, who the house owner is, and whether or not I think they would appreciate it. I don't try not to interfere. That's something you've sort of got to be a bit careful of. But obviously this house owner loves her plants. Nandina, agave, palm, rubber plant. You've got to be careful going. They've got this here, so the dogs don't go up there to poop.
It doesn't sound like you both miss the concept of having your own kitchen, having your own bedroom, having your own garden. You're both shaking your heads.
Yeah, not at all. I think that's probably the most amazing thing about it. Certainly not at all.
What do you think this experience has taught you both?
I can't believe Anne's taking so long. I think the fact that we're together 24/7... Like even on the farm, like Anne was away all day, either teaching or in the library or whatever, and I was on the farm. But since we've been house sitting, we're together 24/7, and even though we've been married 50 years, and we're together for 8 years before that, virtually. So it's the fact that, you know, we never have any, we might have the odd disagreement or whatever, but when you're together that long, well, we're best friends and work well together.
So it's really taught you how to be together.
It has, and we're incredibly happy. We're just loving one another and what we're doing. It is wonderful. And as Jim said, we don't really argue. And if we do, it's not an argument. It's a, well, okay, have it your way, and it's over. So it is. It's fantastic, isn't it?
And you're both in your 70s, and you've lived most of your lives.
Mm.
But it sounds like you've had quite a rich and varied life, living on the farm and, you know, working off-farm as a teacher, having your own business. What do you think you would be doing now if you weren't house-sitting?
I can tell you what I wouldn't be doing, and that would be playing bowls or golf.
Say if we'd bought a house at home, we probably would have been probably spending, you know, days and days in the garden just and... Well, this, even though we're probably still doing that, but it's the excitement of looking forward to the next job and every day working on what's ahead and being contacted by people to see if we can do a job. And
one of the things that we did find, or that we do enjoy doing when we go to somewhere we haven't been before, is learning about the history of the place. As Jim said, in Shepparton, we found out things about that area that we had no idea about. For instance, I knew that there was a prisoner of war camp there. There were actually seven. And now they've got a magnificent museum. You know, if we hadn't gone house sitting, we wouldn't have known any of that.
Would you encourage other older people to do a similar thing to what you're both doing?
Absolutely. But really, I don't think it's for everyone. I think, you know, like, you have to be really, really flexible. And you have to be really pet friendly. As Anne said, everywhere we go, there's pets. No, and not only dogs and cats, like, we've had horses with.
Lizards?
Chooks, lizards, yeah, just about everything. And you have to give them so much attention. And but especially with dogs and the cats, you know, like, that's number one for everyone, is how they're looked after. And there's been many a time that we've had them on our bed or in our bed, you know, because they've been frightened or they're missing their owner. You know, they just sit there beside the bed whining. So just lift them up. And so if you're not prepared to be like that or flexible, I don't think you would enjoy it.